540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The extraordinary life of the Queen of Rock and Roll, Tina Turner, has come to an end.
I'll never keep on burning.
That voice, those moves, that talent. Tina Turner had it all and walked through fire to get there.
In the beginning, Ike was very good to me.
But she left Ike Turner in 1976 after years of abuse and shot to superstardom with her album, Private Dancer.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for...
Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier on her influence.
She was the first African-American black artist on the cover of Rolling Stone and the first female.
Tina Turner died after a long illness at her home in Switzerland. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Tina Turner was 83. President Biden today marked the passing of a year since a gunman tore through an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, killing 21.
The president and first lady were flanked by candles, two for the teachers and one for each of the 9, 10, and 11-year-olds killed at Robb Elementary.
God bless those 21 blessed souls lost in this day in Uvalde.
Mr. Biden again urged Congress to pass new gun laws.
How many more parents will live their worst nightmare before we stand up to the gun lobby?
Republicans and even some Democrats are unlikely to back a ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Florida's Republican governor will announce in about an hour, to no one's surprise, that he is seeking the Republican Party's nomination for president. Details from CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
Ron DeSantis for president.
DeSantis is making it official during a live appearance on Twitter with the platform's owner, billionaire Elon Musk.
It'll be the first time that something like this is happening on social media. And with real-time questions and answers.
Musk spoke with the Wall Street Journal. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says some progress was made in negotiations today between Democrats and Republicans over raising the nation's debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells the Wall Street Journal that we're approaching the time when the government won't be able to pay its bills.
There's a lot of uncertainty about government payments and receipts even a few weeks out, and it's hard to be precise about exactly which day we will run out of resources.
And this late word, McCarthy says talks will continue tonight. Wall Street ended the day in the red for the fourth consecutive trading day. The Dow and S&P 500 closed down 0.75 points. The Nasdaq was off more than 0.5 points. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Milwaukee Bucks may be closer to signing a new head coach. ESPN reporting the team has interviewed 15 candidates and narrowed the choice down to 3. Ex-Toronto coach Nick Nurse, Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and Toronto Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin. The Phoenix Suns, Philadelphia 76ers, Toronto Raptors, and Detroit Pistons are all on the lookout for a new coach. Gas prices down nearly $1 compared to last year. That's good news if you'll be hitting the roads for the long Memorial Day weekend. AAA expects 800,000 Wisconsinites to head out of town, with the vast majority opting to drive. AAA booking data also shows airfares to top spots are up 40% from this time last year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network
and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Dom, it's the happier happy hour. And I'm happy to announce we've been joined by a fine guest. He is pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School poll. You know, Charles, we've been doing this so long, I've just got that memorized.
Hey, Charles.
We appreciate you joining us, Charles. It's become a bit of tradition. When you drop polling, we invite you on, and you've always been generous and shown up. So, Charles, I gotta mention before we get into the heart of the newest polling, there's more polling. You've already teased more polling to us. Charles, apparently presidential wannabe Ron DeSantis is over on the Twitter spaces somewhere. And if he makes a big announcement, we'll maybe break in briefly. But you got some presidential primary polling on the GOP side coming tomorrow, Charles? What? I want it now, Charles.
I'll be happy to tell you. Let me break some news. No, we're not doing that.
Come on.
Really, for listeners, there have been at least two, if not three, national polls dropping in the last 48 hours. And so it's a good chance for people to see how much they agree with each other in terms of who's ahead and by how much and where there are differences there. So, while naturally I want you to tune in tomorrow for my results, it really is a good opportunity to look at several polls all done at the same time and to what extent we agree and don't agree.
Charles, before we turn to the new Supreme Court polling that we're going to talk about today, election cycle wise, I mean, to our audience, even the diehard political junkies like us, I mean, it seems like these election campaigns run forever. But actually, in 2016, Charles, we remember a much more vibrant race going on in January. We were in Des Moines, Iowa, warm January day in Des Moines of 2015. And Donald Trump was flirting with the run and Scott Walker was the belle of the ball. And everyone from Newt Gingrich to Calista Gingrich were there. I mean, there was all kinds of, you know, righty political luminaries. And of course, when Trump was the incumbent president, you didn't see that Republican field. But on the Democratic side, we had, Dom, something like 24 candidates in Cedar Rapids, Iowa in 2019 at an event. Charles, why is it taking so long? Donald Trump apparently and Nikki Haley an early innovator, but why do you think it's taken these Republicans so long to flush out?
It's been backing up. Now, there are a lot of people that are flirting with it, but not quite getting in, right? Look at Mike Pence. He's been not running for months now, but he's been out there actively on the trail. I'm a little surprised that we haven't seen a few more announcements now. I do think the intimidation factor of Trump, the hold he still has within the party, is really formidable. And if you're a candidate, you have to ask yourself, what am I getting into and what's in it for me if there's this guy that seems to hold 40 to 55% of the party? You know, take him down and you'll be famous, but others have tried.
Yeah, if you shoot at the king, you better hit him on the first one. Or the queen. And the state of Wisconsin, where we reside, and I care a lot about the politics, Tammy Baldwin's going to defend her seat. She's announced the incumbent progressive Democratic senator from Wisconsin. And not a single Republican has jumped in the race. It's almost like they see her as the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin, like I do, Charles. I don't see anyone beating her this cycle, but no one's even going to try?
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to try. The question is, are they an A-list or a C-list candidate on that? You know, Baldwin has really impressed with winning by 5.5 points in 2012 against, you know, the famous Tommy Thompson, three-time, four-time governor. And then an 11-point win in 2018, granted a not especially strong Republican candidate that year. But I really think that what's holding people back is, A, she really is formidable, and she's got a huge amount of money and ability to raise it. But I think the other is the fear about what the presidential environment, the national environment, looks like in 24. And is it a good year for Republicans, or is it a bad year for Republicans? So for some of them, the question is, if I'm going to run against a strong Democratic candidate, I really want to be confident that the top of the Republican ticket is helping me be successful. Mm. And there's enough reservations about Trump as a candidate, and increasingly kind of the presumptive nominee, though I think that is a little premature, that I think you're seeing Republican candidates holding off. And, you know, Mike Gallagher, the congressman from the 8th District, is talked about. But if you're thinking about it from his point of view, is 24 a good year for me, or is 28 a better year? He's a young enough guy. He can wait till 28 when Johnson presumably will have decided to not run for a fourth term.
One more, then we're done. Our friend Russ Klisch at Lakefront Brewery wrote that on the table at our old studios, Charles. One more and then we're done. That's his famous last words, right? I'm not sure that Rojo's ever going to retire.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocate, Charles Franklin Polster from the Marquette University Law School poll. Well, Charles, maybe we'll have to get you back here tomorrow. We'll see how the schedules look, because that's going to be some interesting polling. But you have some interesting polling out today, so let's get to it. The U.S. Supreme Court. Lots of news about the U.S. Supreme Court lately, so I think this is a very timely poll. Let's start with the approve-disapprove, Charles. How are we looking right now?
Well, the court is coming down again. Its approval this time is 41% approved, 59% disapproval. That's down 3 points from 2 months ago and down 6 points from 4 months ago. But what we've really seen since 2020 is a decline followed by a little bit of an upturn and another decline and another upturn. It's just been oscillating. But every peak is lower than the previous peak. So there are these periods between major decisions or when the court's in the news a lot where its approval starts to come back up. But then it hits a top, something happens, and it starts to come back down again. But overall, those peaks are getting lower and lower. The stunning version of this is in 2020, in September, 66% approved of the job the court was doing. And it was still at 60% in July of 2021. So it's come down over that period by 19 percentage points from 60 to 41% in just the last 2 years.
Wow.
The trend certainly seems to be continuing to go down at 41% approval in the Marquette University Law School most recent polling. You talked about the Supreme Court being in the news, of course. Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas in the news, and his wife Ginny Benn in the news. Has that had an impact on people? Did you ask about it, and what did you find out?
We did ask about it, and it's interesting in a little geeky kind of way. First of all, of the whole public, a third have heard a lot about Thomas's disclosure, a third a little, and a third nothing at all. So it's not the blow away everybody's heard about this the way political geeks like us might naturally assume that it is. But what's really striking is that the people who pay attention to politics most of the time, 60% of them say they've heard a lot versus only a third of the public at large. And of the people that say they don't pay attention to politics most of the time, only 18% had heard about this. So this is not unique to the court, but it's a great example of how important news stories only reach a big share of the attentive public, the folks that watch, that listen to the show, the folks that are reading the news and are involved in that. And as a result of this, the overall impact of the news hasn't been much, but for those who are paying attention a little bit more.
Well, Charles, frankly, I got to ask you about those that deliver the news. Let's call them the cable TV host and the journalist, and the ethical and honesty as perceived by those polled by Marquette University. And they've cratered, have they not? I mean, from the Supreme Court, it's down a net 9%. But journalists are down 26% in cable TV news, and I assume that's got something to do with Foxy News and the defamation suit, down 49%, net negative 49%?
Wow. Yeah, it's stunning. We finally found that the national news media and cable are less popular than the Congress, which, you know, is saying a lot, I'm afraid. I think one takeaway here is that the Supreme Court, despite its low approval rating, is the least net negative, though state court judges or state courts are a little higher on the net, but mostly because the folks that have no confidence in them is a little smaller. More people put them in the middle. But the point I want to make is that our institutions broadly are seen negatively across the board. That's true whether you have a lot of confidence in the institutions or whether you think they have high ethical standards. And, you know, if you were wanting to write an op-ed piece, you might write ones bemoaning the fact that whether it's government institutions or news institutions or the legal profession, people have this very negative view. We've heard a lot about thinking the country's headed off in the wrong track, but I think these results are just a good indication of kind of we're at a real low point in the way we think about all of these institutions.
Well, that's because cynics like Dom now run the world, Charles.
Come on.
But optimists like you and I, Charles, we're gonna change the world. Thank you so much for joining the Devils today.
Shortcomings, right? There are definite shortcomings for us to complain about. And trust in government has been plummeting for 60 years since the 1960s. So this is not really a shocking finding, but it is interesting that we ask about 8 or 9 institutions and all of them are underwater.
It mirrors Dominic's entire life. Coincidence? I think not. Thank you, Charles Franklin. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on- if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 41. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 59. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 40. Dry and warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates. Know what I mean? This is the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to clear my throat and thank our most recent guest, a fine one, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, executive director of the Marquette University Law School poll. Although I'm shaking a fist at him right now because he's got more polling dropping after midnight. Charles!
On the GOP presidential primary. So I'm just going to reach out to him tomorrow, see if we can squeeze him in for a little bit tomorrow.
Now, right now, there's supposed to be an important addition. The second viable Republican has entered the field, I think. But it's really hard to tell from the coverage over on the Twitter. The Twitter is crashing. The Twitter spaces where Ron DeSantis has gone to make his big announcement, and Elon Musk is supposed to be there, and it's a moderated audio conversation, but very early on they had over 400,000 people trying to stream this thing, and the events being described as, let's just say, glitchy Dom. Ron DeSantis holds, I've got the Guardian's coverage, Ron DeSantis holds campaign launch event with Elon Musk on Twitter, follow live, they claim. Well, you've got to follow the tweets because you can't follow the audio stream, apparently. It's glitching. After Elon Musk laid off scores of employees who kept the social media platform running, glitches and errors have become somewhat commonplace on Twitter. Ron DeSantis has yet to say a word. But amid all the feedback, Musk said, with more than 400,000 listeners on the stream, the servers are straining somewhat. It has become incomprehensible, if you call that straining somewhat. Joe Biden's social media team seems to be having a little bit of fun with it. They tweeted out a, you know, donate to reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris link. And their label says, this link works. And one more here, Dom, 10 minutes ago. The event is off to a glitchy start. The audio line has bad feedback. Here's a quote. This is a positive quote trying to, you know, find the silver lining, if you will. We got so many people here that we're kind of melting the servers, which is a good sign, said David Sachs, the Republican donor and friend of Elon Musk, who is moderating the audio event.
Yeah, because you know how you know server space and cloud space continues to increase in price? I mean, come on, man. Really? Twitter? $44 billion, 400,000 people you can't handle on a stream? I don't know, man. It seems pretty weak.
You know what my partner, Sage, you know what his expertise is? Cloud storage. I should have called Sage.
Right.
Call us, 844-967-2789. So Is this shocking at all that Ron DeSantis would have a mock-worthy campaign launch?
Well,
I mean,
no,
you had to see some sort of trouble coming. And why wouldn't you go to a network television? Or why wouldn't you go somewhere where all the networks were, you know, covering this thing concurrently?
I'm sorry, are those networks owned by Musk? Right? That's why. This is the billionaire's deal.
Do you blame Musk? Do you criticize Musk then? You know, all this sucking up to the rich guy? And the app crashed, right? The platform crashed.
I mean, come on. Yes, the sucking up to the rich guy is very strange to me. As I said earlier, it does not
show any semblance of strength or independence. I think it's the only thing that qualifies him to be president.
Or independence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you get, you know, shuffled out by your billionaire donors, say, hey, here's my guy, you know, dance on a string for me, marionette.
Dance monkey.
You know, I just don't know that is the image that I would want. If I was in that position, there's no way in hell I would be introduced on a billionaire's little platform. Not a little platform. Of course, it's a huge platform, but he's wrecked it as part of a campaign launch. But, you know, he's also presumably maybe going to be a big donor. But that's the thing. You got to be careful about these billionaires, eccentric psychotypes, because they'll turn on you in an instant.
You know, everyone's claiming, if you watch here, you can see Ron DeSantis declare for presidency. He does have a video. Aaron, maybe go over to Foxy News or something and search the Ron DeSantis campaign launch video, because that's a little interesting. You know, this is how he would cast himself. Hero for the people, right, Dom?
Is that what he is?
Well, I would think he thinks he is. He does have a video, and he has signed off on the